All right, we're going to go down to Arizona. We're going to bring in a writer from MLB.com. He's a former Major League scout. He scouts the Arizona Fall League like a fine-tooth comb. That is Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
No, glad to have you on. And what I was just saying about the playoffs, you're a veteran guy. You've scouted for Houston and Seattle. You're a senior writer for MLB.com. You know all the ins and outs of baseball. How do you like this playoff so far?
It's fantastic. You know, I was a part of it in 1995 with the Astros. When we faced the White Sox, we got swept in four games. We had good starting pitching. We didn't hit, and if you don't hit, you don't win, even with starting pitching, Marty. And pitching's the name of the game, but in a short series, as you and I know, we've been around a long time, you throw it all out. It all starts over. The regular season is history, and it's game by game, pitch by pitch, and mistakes, you know, lose you the ballgame.
Yeah, they do. I'll give you the MVPs of the NLCS. This goes back to 2010. Cody Ross, David Freese, Marco Scudero, and Michael Wacha. How about that?
Well, I guess you just made my point for me. It all goes out the window, and a little guy, you know, somebody you don't think of, a Gregor Blanco, can come in,
yeah,
a Joe Panic, and win a game for you. It's fabulous.
Giants have won 7 World Series, the Cardinals 11. When you think Giants, Cardinals, Bernie, again, I know you've seen a lot of baseball. These two teams, you kind of expect them to play well, don't you?
Well, here's a couple things, Marty. I cannot say enough about the Giants front office. Every single year, and I've said this before to you, they do what is necessary to get the job done. They go out and get Jake Peavy. And Jake Peavy had kind of a rocky year, some great games, couple clunkers, but look what he's done for the Giants. You know, he's going to be your number two starter in the playoffs and the World Series. The guy is a bulldog. And I just credit the Giants front office for making a tremendous move to get Jake Peavy, and he helped you win.
What do you do now as you analyze the Giants as you go forward next year, let's say? I mean, you know, who knows what could happen in this playoff. It could be an amazing finish. But how do you assess a Jake Peavy? How do you assess a Hudson going into next year? Because you're looking at Kane coming back from elbow surgery. You're looking at a guy, Lincecum, who has not pitched much the second half of the season. That's, to me, that's a challenge again to the front office.
But, Marty, what you have to do is you have to say Jake Peavy, Tim Hudson, Ryan Vogelsong, as opposed to what?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to whom? And that's the only way you can do it. Your scouts are out there, they're looking at pitching, and they're saying, is he better than what we have? That's the third question I always ask. The fourth question, can he play for us? So if he's better than what you have, and can he play for us and help us, then you take a look at that deal. But you know, you have a very good pitcher in Peavy, a very good pitcher in Hudson, and the bottom line question, Marty, compared to whom?
Yeah, great. No, that's the way a scout, that's the way a front office looks at it. Very well put by Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie, the Cardinals, this is a team, I was shocked when I realized, 105 home runs, the worst in the league, 29th in baseball. This is not your Cardinal team that we think about that just mashed the ball. They were not a great offensive team this year. What do you think is going to happen in this playoff?
Marty, they're not a great offensive team, but they do things properly. They do things correctly. I looked at John Jay versus Bumgarner, and
mm-hmm.
I'm saying a left-handed hitter versus that guy, are you kidding me? Well, Jay hit 375 versus lefties, you know, versus Peter Burgos, who hit 194. So that's kind of a no-brainer. They'll bleed you to death. They'll cut you open, and then they'll watch you bleed slowly to death. And you know, that's a very good ball club. That's a club, Marty, that executes properly, and when they make a mistake, which is rare, that's when you have to pounce on it. You cannot let them get off the hook.
Is it Grichuk in the outfield?
Yes.
Tell me about Randall
Grichuk.
Grichuk.
He came over from the Angels.
Right.
He's an extremely thin guy. He's not a big guy at all, and he doesn't look like a power hitter, but he's got great wrists and great hands. What I like about him is that he puts an at-bat on you every time up at the plate. He may strike out, but he's going to see some pitches, I think. The only thing about him is you don't know when he's going to go off, so you can't take him lightly. You've got to pitch to him. You've got to spin the ball because he's still young at 23 years old. You've got to put some sliders and curveballs on him. But, you know, he's got a lot of power. He's got a lot more power than people think he has. I've always liked him. I was surprised that he was available to the Cardinals. He's the type of guy I'm talking about that can win a game for you.
What?
You look at at your Holidays, your Adams, your Peralta in the middle of the order.
Right.
Matt Carpenter sets the table, but a guy like Randall Grichuk can, you know, he's the guy that can cut you open.
Boy, you're getting me. We're going to have lunch shortly, Bernie. So don't be so visceral here. All right, Kelton Wong. We're going to see a lot of Kelton Wong. Left-handed hitter, had the big home run against the Dodgers. What do we expect from Kelton Wong? How do you deal with him?
Getting better and better. He's a pesky guy. Forget the home run. That was a fluke. This guy, he does have some pop. He can hit the gaps. But he's a pest. Every time I saw him in the Arizona Fall League, and since then, he's hit the dings and dunks right over the infielder's head or line drives right in front of the outfielders. You know, he did it with good bat control, and that's what he's got. He can put the bat on the ball. He's not a great hitter. He's not going to overwhelm anybody. He took a long time to come around, but he's there. You know, he kind of stalled, but they took their time with him. He's now 24 years old. He's still not, you know, he's still a baby, but he can hit. He can play.
Once again, the Giants, Bernie Pleskov, a pleasure to have you on, Bernie. Once again, the Giants are going to see a lot of right-handed pitching, and that brings Randy Choate into the equation, Marcos Gonzalez into the equation, and it also puts Michael Morse in the equation, along with Andrew Susak and Duffy. So I think you're going to see a lot of those matchups, and I think on the other side, you're going to see a lot of Lopez and Affeldt against the guys you just mentioned. This may be one of those series, as goofy as it is, the MVP may be the bullpen catcher who warms everybody up.
You're right, Marty. You've got to worry about Mike Morse's oblique and if he's 100%, because if he is, that's a big bat coming off the bench in game one. But, you know, they're going up against Adam Wainwright. And let me give you a little bit about Wainwright. I know you've talked about him probably today. The curveball is his bread and butter. It's 77 miles an hour, Marty, compared to his 91-mile-an-hour fastball, sinking fastball, I might add. He throws the curve 31% of the time. So you have two choices. You either, you know, you cheat by, you know, taking a step closer in the box, moving up in the box by a step, or waiting on the ball a little bit longer. But you don't know if that sinker's coming or the curveball's coming, because that's 56% of his pitches. And then he'll hit you up with the cutter. This is a guy, Marty, do you remember in 2006 when he faced Beltran and threw that 12-6 curveball and called Beltran out on strikes? Same guy. He had Tommy John in 2011. He missed some time there. And now he's coming back. He, you know, the elbow's barking a little bit. But he has learned from Chris Carpenter. He's a bulldog. He'll go out there and he'll give you a great game. And it's going to be a terrific matchup with Bumgarner and Wainwright. These are two great pitchers. Not good. These are great pitchers. And I think, for me, you've got to get to Bumgarner early. You've got to get him in the first, second inning. If he gets beyond that, the Cardinals will have a tough time.
Boy, interesting. All right, Matt Carpenter, he killed Kershaw. He killed left-handed pitching, and I just read a scouting report on him today. You keep it away from him, the outer third of the plate, he can't hit it. You put it inside to him, he kills it. Does that sound accurate?
That's exactly what I would tell you, except that pitchers make mistakes, Marty, and good hitters hit pitchers' mistakes. That's how you win ball games. Now, if that ball goes over the plate and inside, he turns on it as well as anyone. He could be a doubles machine, and he's got home run power that we have seen, and he's peaking now. 28 years old, almost 29, has had a couple of great seasons, scores a ton of runs. He's your prototypical leadoff hitter. You've got to get him out.
Boy, you like this series, don't you?
I love it. I'm excited about it. I told you right from spring training, I thought the Giants would be hanging around, get there. Who knows if they'll be in the World Series? But, Marty, even if they're not, look at what this club has accomplished over the last few years. It's just amazing to me. They don't have the great superstars. They have good, you know, bread and butter, lunch bucket players that I love to watch.
All right. Hey, Bernie, putting the first pitch in play. A lot of teams do it. The Cardinals have done it. They've done exceedingly well putting the first pitch in play. Do you like that, or do you say, let me see two or three pitches and try to work it a little bit? Because a lot of teams today will take that first pitch and put it in play, and then all of a sudden there'll be a four-pitch inning, and people will start shaking their heads and say, why'd they do that?
I don't like it, Marty. I'm an old-school guy. My thing is put pitchers on the guy's arm. You know, go all the way to strike one in the first inning if you can. If you can do that, the Yankees used to do that a few years ago. They put pitchers on the opposition's arm. That's what I want to see. I want to get to any club's bullpen now, as soon as I can. And to do that, you've got to get the pitch count up. I do not like ever swinging at the first pitch unless it's a cookie and it's a power hitter.
Well, the Cardinals in the postseason, I just happened to see this today and made me think of it, 5-56 in putting the first pitch in play.
Yeah.
So for Bumgarner, don't throw a good one on the first pitch.
You know, like I said, I think if he has any weakness, it takes him a while to get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
He's a real rhythm pitcher, Marty. He can be on a rocking chair after the third inning. But in the first two innings, if he's stomping around, if he's, you know, doesn't look comfortable, that's when they may take a few more. You never know.
Who do you like in the series?
Marty, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Talk to me after the series over, and I'll tell you who I like. Okay? Is that fair?
Very good. Hey, you've been down watching the Fall League, Bernie Pleskov in Arizona. Anything jump out at you Giants-wise down there? I know we thought we'd see Cordier down there, Matt Duffy down there. Of course, they're up here. Anything you've seen on the Scottsdale Scorpion so far?
Nothing yet, sir. It's only been a week. But I want to tell you something, and this is really amazing. Only three Giants and three Cardinals in the starting lineup have not appeared in the Arizona Fall League. How do you like that?
I like it.
Gregor Blanco, Sandoval, and Bumgarner did not play in the Fall League. Matt Carpenter, John Jay, and one other guy, Peralta did play.
He did, okay.
Benji Molina did not play. And that tells you what the AFL is all about.
Yeah,
it really is a proving ground. And I'll be watching your Giants for you. Don't worry.
All right, Bernie, thanks so much. Great report, and love having you on. Thank you, Bernie.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right, you can follow him at Bernie Pleskov on Twitter, P-A-L-E-S-K-O-F-F. Terrific report. All right, more coming up.